Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. So this is another episode of Money in the Bank. Today we're actually going to talk about what one of my favorite activities. Can you take a guess at what that could be?
Doing taxes.
Oh man, I do love taxes. No. biking, actually.
Biking. You do love biking.
I do love...
Suddenly. Last year, you didn't bike so well, but you, you've really picked up the pace this year.
So I would say I was a really slow-to-learn biker. So I didn't actually start biking on two wheels until I was probably like eight or nine.
Yikes.
Most people had training wheels off by the time they were like six-ish. definitely took me a long time. Wasn't ever super stable on a bike. And I just kept hearing, like, biking is the secret to financial freedom. And I was like, gosh, voices, shut up. Like, you're crazy and I can't bike. And it's dangerous, right? Mm-hmm. Super dangerous. I can't do it. That's ridiculous. I'm going to keep driving. And then more and more, it was like, you should really be biking. You should really be biking. So step one, I decided to buy a bike to replace the one from when I was nine, because turns out I've grown since
yeah,
then.
We rode on your bike and my bike. Both were from when we were in high school.
Mine I was actually purchased when I was in fifth grade.
Oh, yeah, even better.
Yeah.
I mean, probably mine was around middle school as well when I had it.
Yeah.
Last time I rode it was probably before I had a car. So yeah, I mean, it's not like we had anything new. We've just been holding on to these things for mm-hmm. many years. But yeah, yours was way undersized for your current height.
Yeah.
Right? So it was like... You know.
It was a 13-inch frame, just to give people a little perspective. It was a 13-inch frame, and I actually needed to go to a 19-inch frame. So it was, you know, a third too small.
Yeah.
So that was, I guess, part of the reason biking was so uncomfortable for me. Surprise, all these years. So I bought a bike that was the right size for me, and at the beginning of this year, I said, my goal is to bike to work 25% of the time. No more excuses. No more saying this isn't going to happen. I'm just going to do an experiment and see what happens if I start biking.
And that was part of the agreement as to buying the bike as well, right? Because that would have...
paid for it.
That would have paid for the bike, yeah.
So, you know, December 7th was the first day I biked to work. It was really, really cold. and I, about a mile away from the house, I thought, I am the dumbest person alive. But at that point, what do you do? Because I'm like, well, you know, I'm already like... 20% of the way there. I could turn around and come home, but I'm not going to make it to work on time. So I kept going. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like when you run a marathon, I guess, and you're like nearing the finish line and you're just like, this was all worth it. And like everything, like the birds start chirping and the sun comes out, there's a rainbow. You know, I biked into work and I was like, I did it. And it wasn't really that bad, mm-hmm. right? Like, everything was in my head. The first mile is probably always the hardest in the cold because it's always hard. Getting out of bed is hard when it's cold, right? I mean, like, life is just tough. But I noticed throughout the year, like, I was getting to work, and on days that I biked, I actually had more energy. I was able to get in, sit down, and I was more focused. And I actually feel like I became a better worker. And I was happier.
So. Well, yeah, they say when you exercise in the morning before you go to work, like your endorphins are going and your brain is firing on more, you know, more cylinders at that point. So, yeah, you should be more productive than if you just rolled out of bed, snagged the coffee at the local Starbucks on the way into work and just kind of roll in there.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of wanted to address how do I bike to work? Because I think everybody thinks it's really dangerous. I think you even thought that I was probably going to get hit by a car.
I am solidly in the camp that, like, bikers on the road are the bane of my existence as a vehicle driver.
Well, so I will say, you know, I personally live in an area where we have kind of, like, they're not called sidewalks. They're called advanced pathways, technically.
They're sidewalks.
But they're wider sidewalks. And what that means is that bikers are legally allowed to ride on them. Which is great because there are certain areas where bikers legally need to be in the road. Mm-hmm. So I go on sidewalks. There is one road for about a mile and a half. I have a bike lane. And how do you feel about bike lanes? You know, if you don't want bikers in the road, is it okay if they have their own lane?
That's better because it depends on how wide the bike lane is relative to the road. Because if I'm like too close to the biker and he's like right next to my car, if he could like reach out and like tap on my windshield or my passenger side window, that's too close for me. I'm worried about hitting them. I'm worried about their safety. I'm worried about, you know, like me getting too close to the other oncoming cars on a busy like commuting day in the morning, right? So it's just overly concerning, because then if I'm slowing down for that guy to be cautious about that, then it's slowing down everybody else on the commuter. Yeah. It creates a huge road problem.
So I will say, you know, bike lanes are supposed to be 4 feet wide. Mm-hmm. And I think if they are that wide, I don't have an issue with them as a driver.
I think in many places they're comfortable, you know, enough that I'm like, you got your own spot. It's just like having a sidewalk, only it's just physically connected to the asphalt and the road. But in a lot of places they have like these really skinny bike lanes that can barely fit the guy if he's going like straight as he can.
Yeah.
He's basically, his pedal's almost hitting the curb. He's got to be so close to it to stay in it. Or they just don't have like merged bike lanes, which is total BS, where they just like spray paint a little bike logo on a lane of traffic on the road, and that doesn't really count.
But there's, we've
like,
seen more.
You can use both. And I'm
we've
like, no.
seen more and more popping up around town. You know, I'm specifically thinking East Lansing, where they have the bike lane, and then they have like that little buffer area that has like the diagonal lines, and then they have the car lane.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my favorite, because I'm like, the bikers have their own spot, and there's a little buffer in case like they veer or the cars veer or whatever. So, but the reason I choose to not go in the road is there's a bike lane, which I do. I take the bike lane. But where we live in the morning has heavy commuting traffic, and the sidewalks are unused, or the advanced pathways are unused. So I hop on there, but I have to be careful, because anytime I pass a driveway, cars are not expecting me.
And they should. Yeah, we don't have a whole lot of bikers. We have some. I mean, I see people driving around the neighborhood. I see runners in the mornings, early mornings sometimes, especially on the weekends. But, you know, there's more foot traffic around here than there could be.
Right.
But, yeah, nobody's looking for anybody.
Especially, so, you know, the people that roll out of bed and they're pulling out of the Starbucks driveway. They're literally the bane of my existence. Like, that is why I started hating Starbucks so much. I swear to God. It's because every day I almost get hit by somebody pulling out of Starbucks. One day, this guy almost hit me, slammed on his brake, and spilled coffee all over himself, and I was like, well, that was not my fault. I'm sorry. But you know, so I would say, as a biker who chooses to take the sidewalk, it is your responsibility to make sure that if cars aren't seeing you, then you have to wait for them, right?
Because, I mean, in that scenario, they're not looking for you in the driveway. They're not looking for you in the sidewalk. They're not looking for you in the road, right? They're just not looking for bikers, because we don't have a lot of bikers, especially on busy roads like that in the morning, especially close to, you know, that's within a quarter mile of like an overpass, which you have to take to get to work.
I do.
That's a problem all in itself, right? You know, people just aren't looking for that. People pulling out of McDonald's are not looking for bikers like coming across the street.
They're not.
They're looking for all the cars that are coming through, and when can I pull out as fast as I can as soon as that light changes?
And, you know,
it's constant traffic.
McDonald's is another problem in my morning commute. So that sidewalk actually ends. McDonald's refused to put a sidewalk in front of their business where we live, because they like to promote obesity in all aspects. They do not just segregate to food alone. So I actually walk my bike through the parking lots. And I do this because nobody is expecting me to be riding a bike through the parking lots. That type of speed just wouldn't work. But walking, you know, people do park and walk into McDonald's. So, you know, when I'm going through the parking lot, they are a little bit more aware of me being there instead of going through, you know, the in and the driveway zone. So I would say, you know, biking does not need to be dangerous. You do not need to think it is dangerous, but you do need to be aware of your surroundings. I never wear earbuds. And I never assume that people see me until I make eye contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I will always just, you know, kind of do my own thing and wait if I need to, until somebody makes eye contact with me and waves me on, right? Because everybody is, you know, I have so many people when they're turning right, they're just looking left to see when they can turn right. And if I'm coming at them, they're never going to see me.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to be careful about it, but I definitely don't think it's dangerous. And statistically, you are much more likely to get seriously injured in a car accident than a bike accident. So
probably, but there's also a lot more cars than bikes. So being in as not ideal of a state, you know, or commuting pathway, I guess. So it's about 5 miles on your commute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between here and work. You know, there's some, you know, not ideal bike lanes. There's some bike lanes that are okay. Those parts of the roads are a little less trafficked. We have like the amazing sidewalks that are wide
advanced pathways.
And we're allowed to ride on, right? And with no pedestrians, really. I mean, so why not? We have like no pedestrians on the sidewalk.
Right.
It's really a great place for bikers to go, because then everybody wins. Except you got to watch out for the drivers backing out of the driveways. You got to watch out for them anyway. Yeah, then you get into a very busy part of town just before you get to the office, and then you have to go over an overpass. So even with all those complications, you would still say it's a good choice for you to bike to work.
Absolutely. And, you know, I will say, I want to make it very clear that when I'm on these advanced pathways, I do not have driveways every 30 feet even. The driveways I could probably count on, I would say I cross less than 20, you know, house driveways. The driveways I'm more concerned about are the business driveways. Mm-hmm. But those are mostly plazas where they have two driveways for the entire plaza. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there comes a point where I do actually recommend riding in the road if you are, like, if it is only driveways, right? Because you are much more likely to get backed into than hit, right? Mm-hmm. But actually, a lot of bike incidents are hit from behind. So I do have a side mirror for my bike now, so I can kind of keep an eye on who's coming up behind me, where people are. Even when I'm in the bike lane, I stay very aware of my surroundings. Like I said, I don't wear earbuds. I keep aware of my surroundings. And if I need to, I, you know, go back on the sidewalk or I get out of the way, right? Because in that battle, the car would win every time. But, you know, I haven't been hit. I haven't even had a really close encounter with getting hit. And you know, I want to talk about the financial side of it. So I really did think everybody was crazy when they were saying, like, bike, and this is, like, the way for middle class to advance their wealth, right? Because I was like, it's not costing me that much money to drive 5 miles to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
This year, our transportation costs, you know, through, I guess, November compared to last year, we've saved $3,300.
Wow. So that definitely paid for the bike. Yep.
So I could have bought 10 bikes. gosh darn. I should go back and get some 9 more bikes. But definitely paid for the bike, and my car, we will definitely be able to keep my car significantly longer because I'm putting so many fewer miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I ended up passing my goal. I didn't just bike 25% of the time. I'm actually a lot closer to 30%.
Right, and here it's still only, it's not even the end of the year yet.
Right.
So there's still time for a couple more warm days.
We'll see. Might not be warm, but if there's not snow on the ground, I can do it. And, you know, that's another thing. I think some people make excuses with the weather, and I've biked in the rain, I've biked in the snow. I don't bike if there is a lot of snow or ice on the ground because not all of my pathways get cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the fat tires, and then I just finally suck it up and say, okay, my car with the heated seat sounds really nice. But, you know, in the rain, I would just change at work and, you know, I would wear running attire that I already had that was more rain repellent. And then I have saddlebags for my bike to carry all of my things for work, like my lunch and all of that. And I have a tarp that just goes over and I tie it on and nothing gets wet. Everything's safe. I mean, I'm going to work with an iPad and a phone, and it's not like I would jeopardize that, right? Like, it's a completely reliable way to get my belongings to and from work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, like I said, $3,300 saved. I mean,
yep. That's a great number. I mean, and for only 25% of the year, right? If you were to be doing it all the time, if you lived a little bit closer to work and it was totally agreeable, if you were in an ideal state where it was just like a back and forth, you know, it's probably not going to work for somebody that's doing 20 miles for the average Joe. I know people that have commuted to work like over 20 miles, and it takes them about you know, a little less than an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
But they end up being a little bit more serious of bikers.
Yeah.
But
I'm not that serious. It takes me a while. I have to walk my bike through parking lots, but
and there's a lot of hills here too. It's not just like a straight shot. There's a lot of up and downs.
Yeah. So we live in Michigan, which is a flat state, but I swear we live in like the hilliest, like I have the hilliest path in town.
Yeah. It just serpentines like the entire way.
The rest of town is so flat, but yeah, it's been great for my quads. I have quads of steel.
Yep. Getting a lot of exercise.
So now I want to turn the tables, because part of the reason our transportation costs down is not because I've solely biked to work, but because we started biking to farmers markets. We mm-hmm. started biking to brunch. And we biked to the grocery store a couple times. So as somebody who isn't really a fan of biking, I guess I wasn't really either until this year, and then I was just like, this is what I do now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you couldn't even turn on your bike like when I met you.
Yeah.
We went for a bike ride around the neighborhood one night, and it was a struggle, and she was wobbling around. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm jumping off curbs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just like I was in like middle school again. But yeah, so, I mean, yeah, my bike, hurts. I don't particularly like to ride it. The seat is uncomfortable, right? And you're walking bow-legged for a couple days after that, after a couple mile ride.
But you've gotten to ride my new bike.
Your bike is much nicer. It's extremely light. I mean, mine's a mountain bike from yeah.
It's a Mongoose from Walmart, circa 2001.
Yeah, 1998, somewhere around there. So it was never a fantastic bike in the first place. It's really heavy. The tires are, you know, I have to pump them up every time we go out. Not a great bike. So could my experience be bettered by, you know, having a new bike and try, you know, we've switched bikes before as we've ridden to the farmer's market. Yours just flies. It's much more comfortable to ride. I have to try about half as much to pedal to get to the same distance. So there's a big difference in which one it is. When we go together like that, it's more of a struggle for me to do those things. But it hasn't been bad. I won't complain too much about it. I'll complain when I'm doing it, but when we get back, I like feel better about it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I know that I saved money going there. So, because what? It's like 45 miles between here and the farmer's market?
I think 50. Yeah.
Seems like it.
Yeah. No, it's about 3 miles.
Yep.
But it's a similar situation where we are in advanced pathways. Sidewalks the entire time,
but it's very hilly again. Both directions. It's actually in the opposite direction than she is from work. It's still very hilly that way.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of serpentining up and down, but it's a nice ride. I mean, it's a nice day. There's nobody really else on the sidewalk. A couple people walking or walking their dogs. We can go there pretty fast. We take the saddlebags and we bring everything back on her bike. And it all works out. I mean, we buy everything at the farmer's market. It all fits in the bag, like, very easily. We brought home, like, most of a salmon one day, I think.
We brought home an entire 40-pound salmon one day.
On your bike?
On my bike. when people think, like, oh, you know, I can't go to the store because I can't buy things. I'm going to tell you a story. You know, I'm frugal by nature. I didn't buy the saddlebags right when I bought my bike. I would wear a backpack until I started, you know, my back started hurting. But then when I would go to the grocery store after work to pick up things, I would loop the grocery bags on my handlebars. And so one day, Brett's flying home. He was out of town for work all week. He's driving back to our house and he just sees this like poor girl struggling and I was tipping over on her bike because the groceries were so heavy on my handlebars. So I will say the saddlebags are totally worth it. Whenever I have those, whether it's a 40-pound salmon that I throw in there or, you know, a bunch of beans from the grocery store, I don't notice it. It doesn't impact my biking at all. So that's been like a really great solution to have.
Mm-hmm.
But even for you, so what I'm hearing is you don't absolutely hate it and you are recognizing that it's like maybe worth your time to do.
Right, because it's what would we spend to drive that 3 miles, right? It's like a 55 cents a mile is what like the gas charges for
so round trip we'd spend $3.
Yep.
A little over $3.
Yep, for both of us. So yeah, but we would drive together anyway. So yeah, so is that trip worth $3 to me? Because that was a good thing for me to do. It wasn't too bad. I got a lot of exercise, which I don't normally do. So, I mean, if I would do it on a regular basis, like you said with the marathon, you know, as soon as you get doing it the first day and the next day and the next day training for the marathon, it gets easier and easier.
Exactly.
As you go through it. So.
And, you know, I will say it's not, you're not just saving the $3. If that's all we were looking at, if we were only looking at the $3, we might decide to drive more often. Maybe not, because I can always justify buying a German chocolate cake at the farmer's market when we bike.
And that was the reward, right? It was like, you know, do we get to get something special because we're saving the dollars to go there under our own power?
More cheese. I know that was a big motivator for us.
Yep.
But, you know, it's not just that. We are saving on future medical bills. And we are, you know, we are reducing our carbon footprint, which I think is important because, you know, if we are firing up a car to go 3 miles to a farmer's market, why? You know, what sense does that really make? That's not that far. It's really easy to take a bike, even for, you know, somebody who historically has not been good biking, like myself, or somebody who doesn't exercise as often, like yourself. It's not, like, physically impossible.
No.
Right?
Not even close.
It's very easy. You might be sore because you need a new seat or because your bike is still too small for you. But, you know, this is very easy. And it's allowing us to keep our cars longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, time-wise, like, my car is 5 years old now. And I was averaging 10,000 miles a year on my car. This past year, I've only so far put 3,000 miles on my car. Probably by the end of the year with holiday traffic, it'll be, you know, 4,000. But that's a huge reduction. All of a sudden I can keep my car twice as long. You know, that's huge when cars are so expensive.
Or, right, I mean, it would also save, let's say we went to the farmer's market in this scenario 10 times over the summer, just on 10 weekends or something. That's 60 miles, right, that I'm not right. adding to the car. It's 60 miles that I'm saving in, you know, my gas tank.
So $30. Right?
Yep. So, I mean, that all just comes back.
And, yeah.
You know.
And you can buy a 40-pound salmon. So, I mean, life is pretty good at that point. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's most of what I wanted to cover there. Thanks for talking about this. I know you're not always like the biggest fan of biking, but I think it's been a really good thing for both of us to do. And, you know, we always kind of talk about hobbies and not giving up everything. And so when we can go and bike together, like that's just, it becomes an event, right? Mm-hmm. Saturday morning, like this is what we do for fun.
Yeah, because you can go out and take a walk. I mean, you can do something to get a little bit of exercise. Yeah, we could walk there. It's a 3-mile walk, you know, there and back. But yeah, biking's a little bit faster. We get it out. We can talk on the way, right? We're that close to each other. I get to watch her like turn all funny.
I'm way better
on
now.
The corners. and we have a good time.
And you know, I would say like in other countries that have more developed bike lanes, it is very enjoyable to bike to work.
Oh yeah, when it becomes more normal for people to bike than to drive in those areas and in those cities, that's a fantastic environment.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we had more of that here, that would be great. But it's just that hurdle to get over where yeah. everybody drives all the time, 100% of the time, and nobody wants to even think about biking. It just makes it a little bit harder for everybody that is biking.
Yeah, and I think if we can shift, like my dream someday is to bike to work and be able to like, I get a whole lane, it's for all of us bikers, and then the three cars have to like go figure it out, right? Like in the other lane. Because I think, you know, it's really scary and it's a big culture shock, but when you go to Amsterdam, it is that way. You mm-hmm. see maybe three cars and you see 50,000 people biking every morning. And it's an awesome thing because, you know, I think we are definitely the product of Henry Ford's vision, right? We have cars everywhere. But when you can kind of go back and realize, like, why are we firing up these insanely huge vehicles to transport my body, you know, 5 miles to work, you start realizing how preposterous that is. And then when you can kind of take it back and be like, I'm just going to try biking and see. And if you hate it, then by all means, go back in your car, I guess. But I don't think you will. I think most people, if they try it, and don't form an opinion until you try it, because everybody I talked to, it was surprised that I'm still alive, because that's how dangerous we think biking is. It's not. Try it yourself and see. And then form an opinion.
Yep, and always use your helmet.
Yeah, I always wear a helmet. So, all right. Well, I've ranted for enough about biking. So if you liked this video, please click subscribe. We are on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher. You can listen to our podcast on any of those avenues. And I will drop my contact information in below. So you can email us if you have any questions or comments or want to tell me about how you tried biking and it's not that bad. All right. Well, tune in every single week and we will help you stay on your financial journey.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Money in the Bank. Make sure to subscribe to us on the iTunes or Stitcher app so that you get weekly alerts every time we post a podcast. Or if you want, you can visit my website, moneyinthebankpodcast.com. And if you want to reach out with any questions or further comments, please email me at Angie@moneyinthebankpodcast.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Money in the Bank.